Okay, I'm here together tonight with the Holy Rebbe's.
Holy
Rebbe Rabbi Yishol Lehman Shlita, otherwise known as Marcus Lehman II. And Rabbi Yishol Zev Lobel, he has a new transistor retro.
Sorry.
You got very upset. I'm sorry. Chotosi. He's a tzaddik. He's really such a good guy. Elamai Hilchasa. Kasar Rachman al Chagas Sukkos. Why did the Torah write al Chagas Sukkos? Why did the Torah have to write Chagas Sukkos in this context? What do we mean?
What do you mean?
Why did the Torah have to write? What's the purpose of writing this
pasuk? It sounds a little familiar. Because he mentioned the Pasuk, remember, like the Pasuk.
We're Makish. The Pasuk is Makish, Chagas Sukkos, Chagamatis. The Pasuk puts all of them together.
Right.
That's part of the previous Gemara.
Right.
Okay, the Gemara put the Chagamatis, Chagas Sukkos, Chagas Shavuos. Makish Chag Hashavuos leChagamatz. The previous Gemara, a few lines up above the page. Okay, we're not going to go over the whole Gemara over there. The Gemara over there puts all three together. So now the Gemara one says. So the Gemara goes the whole. So what's the reason? The Gemara shrugs up the Tam. So the Gemara now. I want all the Emes. The Gemara now wants a Gilui of the Emes. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is Emes. Right?
Nee.
So, El Olamai Hilchas Akasar Achmon L'Chagasukas. The end of the Gemara Lakushev L'Chagamatzis. The Gemara, because we want to be Makash Chagasukas.
One second. What's the Kasha? Why does the Torah say L'Chagasukas?
What's the juxtaposition? Why does that
Sukkos,
say
L'Chagasukas?
Right, you say that we lay in Parashas Re'ei.
But you want to tell us the Sholosh Regalim.
But
so he mentions, really.
We know that
this is already from before.
We already know the Shoshu Golem. So we have to go mention
Nachmal. Where does it say Nachmal? Which Parsha?
Parsha A.
And where does it say for
three
the
times.
First time?
It says in Parsha Rei, and it says in Parsha Kisisa.
Yeah.
And it says in Parsha Pinchas.
Pinchas. Yeah.
And it says in Parsha Chukas.
Chukas.
Zois Chukas. Emor. Parsha Emor. Emor. Greetings. Don't think about Gemara. You're taking one that has the dots. The dots. Department of Transportation. The DOT. Department of Transportation. This is a Hechsha from the DOT. And from the Badass.
Listen, let's learn. Before you know, it's Marav time.
You bet. Before you know, it's Arvis. Oh, Shlomi, come.
I'm getting a
coordinate. Shlomi and Shimon.
Why do you skip so much?
Because you didn't come yesterday.
Because they already started. Hey,
if you want, we can learn during the day. We'll learn during the day, anytime during the day in the afternoon. I'll make time. We'll learn the whole daf. Klar.
Why didn't you tell me now? A whole week.
Well, now we're going to want to start next week. I'm really bad. I'm not joking. I'm with Zoom. Anyone, I invite Shlomi. Anyone wants to? I want to learn the daf really Shlomus. Anyone want to? Any takers? You want to learn with me during the day?
I wish.
Quit your job. Parnasa. Biden will support you. Vaita. Ella Lamai. Lamai.
Where are we up to?
Welcome. Daf Dal Rabbeis. Why did the Torah have to be Why did the Torah have to be Makar? Oh no. We just lost the camper.
Who?
Berliman. He stepped out. Weiter. El Lamai Hilchosa Kazrachman Chagasukas. Lakushe Lichagamatsis. Ma Chagamatsis Ton Lina. Just a Chagamatsis Ton Lina. It needs Lina.
How do you know that?
Rash Hil Rashi Lil Huloi Sholmoy Holomoy. You need Lina Chagamatsis. What's the Lina?
What do you mean you have to wait till the night of
You have to stay overnight. When you come, you have to bring a carbon
Ria. The first day, you have to wait overnight.
You have to wait Lina. How do you know that? I don't know how we know. How do you know that?
Oh, he's quoting the Pasuk.
The Gemara is going to tell you the Pasuk. Av Chagasukas is totally you have to have Lina. In fact, the Gemara v'chosam taka mino. How do you know they need Lina? How do you know they need Lina when it comes to Pesach the first night? The end of the Gemara listen to the Pasuk. Ufonisa v'boiker. It says by carbon Pesach. You bring the carbon Pesach. Ufonisa v'boiker. You will turn away in the morning. V'holachde lo'oicholecha. So Rashi top page. B'yom tov loy kamar kura. It's not referring to it. Can when it says here ufoniso, you will turn away babayker. It cannot possibly mean on Yom Tov itself, because on Yom Tov itself it says in the pasuk shalosh pamim bashana yireh kol zuchur chasmei Hashem lokecha. You have to appear. You have to appear on the day itself. So when the pasuk says ufoniso babayker, the only way it can possibly be understood is the next day.
Yeah.
Because the day itself, the Torah cannot be telling you to leave on Yom Tov itself, because the Torah told you explicitly that you have to appear on Yom Tov itself. The Rav is calling. One second, that was calling.
because of the bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah. Okay, weiter.
So that
weiter, we have to go weiter.
Then you're compelled to go to the bar mitzvah.
I was going to go, you should know, I was going to go anyway. I was going to tell the rabbi, I can't make it, I have to go. I'm going to go anyway, weiter.
Okay,
Nate. I can't help it. A neighbor across the street, I learned that you don't play on neighbors.
Is he a kid?
Yeah.
He's a kid.
He's an Eliyahu kid. Yeah. You know, he's an Eliyahu this kid?
No, he is?
Yeah, he's an Eliyahu kid. He's a very, very...
He's a smart kid, yeah.
Very smart kid. He's a scary guy. The kid is a funny kid.
Beyond New Jersey.
Talk to him and learn. This kid is a spooky guy. Okay, top of the page. Ton Lina, though it cannot possibly mean that the Torah is telling you that you should leave on Yom Tov itself, because Yom Tov itself, the Torah told you, Shalosh Pavim Yeroeh. How could it be there's going to be a din Yeroeh when the Torah tells you to go away? That's just the only way to reconcile the contradictions is that go away tomorrow. But what do you mean tomorrow? What about the night? What's going to be night? The night after, if you're there the whole day Yom Tov, and now it's Mitzvah Yom Tov. Yom, the first day is over. You have 12 hours. What do you do at night? There's no pizza. It's Pesach. Chametz.
So you stay overnight.
What are you going to do overnight? You're going to go to the Beis Medrash. You're going to learn. You're going to go to Fabring by the Rebbe.
So really, Cholomoyd, you could already head back home?
Meikar Adin, there's no Mulacha. The Torah says, Shalosh Pavim Bashana Yeroeh. Once you're on the day of the end of itself, what's holding you back from going Mitzvah Yom Tov, the night after the first night, what is holding you back from going back home? Nothing. So why do you have to stay over a second night in Eretz Yisrael, New Yerushalayim? Why is it necessary to stay over a second night?
Torah wants it.
He wants you to stay over another 12 hours, and then when it says in the Pasuk, Fonisa V'Baker, it can only mean to go home the next morning. The following morning. Otherwise, it'll be a steal.
That's what it says only
about
Karm Pesach.
V'halachta le'oyholecha. V'tana kama. Rabbi Shimon. Tashlumen v'atzeres. But now the Gemara is going back. According to the other mandim, that you need the pasuk for. This is going back in the middle of the Gemara now. And the Gemara, the other Tana kama and Rabbi Shimon, they know the halach of tashlumen from another pasuk. In other words, without going to all the whole Gorosh, look at Rashi. Rashi gives you a little bit of background.
In
the Tanakh, there's three opinions. So the previous page, there were three opinions. It was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that was the Tanakh. Tanakhama was Rabbi Meir. That was the Tanakhama. And it was also Rabbi Shimon. I don't remember all the names. The whole bunch of people
involved.
Let's see Rashi. Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon. The Darshe Le Haikra Lebal Ta'acher. That Darsh in the Pasik for the prohibition of Balta. You're not allowed to delay. It's a different pasuk. The pasuk of the hekesh of Baal Ta'acher, that you're not allowed to delay the bringing of the carbon, the oil of Riyah. You have an obligation to bring when you come to Yerushalayim two carbonas, an oil of Riyah, a carbon oil of three times a year, and Shalmei Chagiga, a carbon shlamet. And if a person delays, then he's over. It'd be like two kabbalas. When you go to Yerushalayim.
I was about to say, I couldn't figure out.
Shalmei Simcha is the same thing as Chagigah.
Separate. He enumerates it separately, yeah.
Three kabbalas?
Three, yes.
Three kabbalas. Okay, fine.
Shalmei Simcha, because
you need a carbon because you have to eat meat.
This samachta, but the difference is not. There's a difference though. It's not your chiv. If someone else has a carbon and they give you from the basar carbon, then you yoytze. You don't have to bring your own shalmei simcha.
Oh, I got it.
It says you have to this samachta.
But the oila,
you have to bring your own part of the oil. And the chagiga, that's I think you have to bring your own. Is that correct? You bring your own. What? Chagiga could also be the
shalmei.
I don't know. Let's see. I don't know the
answer.
Let's say that a person, you don't have to bring it on Boba Yom, that you're allowed to bring it for 7 days. In other words, here's the chesh. When it comes to Sukkot and Pesach, the Torah says Sukkot is 7 days, Pesach is 7 days. Shavuot is only 1 day.
Correct.
Shavuot is only 1 day. So therefore, let's say you're not able to bring the carbon on the first day. Let's say that it's too crowded. There's too many people. There's a shortage of animals. Let's say all the animals are they're all in crates, whatever they're called. They're all in craters in the ocean. There's a delay. Right. There's a bottleneck, and the animals are not going to come in until after Yom Tov. Do you still have an obligation to bring your oilas ri'iyah for the next 6 days? Because it's not Yom Tov. Pesach and Sukkot, if you don't bring the carbon oila on the first day.
7 days.
Oh, but it's only a 1 day Yom Tov. Shavuot is only a 1 day Yom Tov.
That's the reason we don't say Tachlin. For 1 week.
Not everyone. The machlekes. So the litrak. You can't take away a tachlis from a litrak. You know, talking to a litrak over here. Look at Shimon. He loves tachlis.
So Shavuot is only one day. If it's only one day, what is the halacha? Are you able to bring your oila on the next 6 days? So how, if they're not going to use the pasuk, they're not going to the hasa. So we're going to the Rashi. Instead of coming to the Rashi, halakha the lebal ta'achar the ilu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon loy kasha midi the yolaf bal ta'achar mechagat sukkos. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he knows the halacha bal ta'achar that is an iser deraisa. You have to bring it right away. Mechagat sukkos lechude. For the din of tashlumin. So according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, we have no kasha because he needs the pasuk. He already knows the halacha of balta acher from the hekesh. So since he knows the halacha that there's an issur deraisa, you're even a loisa. If you do not bring the carbon oila, you must bring it immediately. He knows that from the hekesh. So he has available. The pasuk. The ilu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon like kasha midi. The ilu yol of balta acher mechagat sukkos luchude. He knows balta acher from another sugya, so he has available the hekesh to teach you. There's something called tashlumin, but according to the Tanakam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the hekesh is occupied to teach you balta acher. He does not have anything available to teach you the halacha of tashlumin la'atzeres, and you can bring the carbon oil for the next 6 days. Minolon. And for the Gemara, Minafkalu Midatani Rav Shmuel.
So what's the kasha again?
According to Rav Shimon, this goes back to the previous stuff, which we didn't learn. But basically, the psukim is not available. He does not have available the pasuk of Tashlumin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon has available to him a whole drasha to teach you the law of Tashlumin. In the Meila, it's not a kasha. But the other two opinions of the Gemara mentioned before, Tanakam Rabbi Shimon, they do not have that pasuk available. So now they are in a bind. How do they know the halacha that if you do not bring your carbon oil asriya on the first day of Shavuot, there's only one day of Shavuot that you can bring for the next 6 days? They do not have the pasuk available. So the Gemara says,
which pasuk is that?
The pasuk of Chag HaMatzos. Of we have to go back to the previous stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember. So they had enough glue. They know from another source. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Amr Torah. Minei Yamim the Kadesh Chodesh. Minei Yamim the Kadesh Atzeres. The Torah says count days and sanctify. Rashi the Kadesh Bikorbonos. It says this by the Korbonos. Count at. I'm sorry. Minei Yamim Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yamim. Okay, it says in the Torah Ad Chodesh Yamim. In regard to which pasuk does it say V'yosisa Ad Chodesh Yamim until 1 month? We have to go to the pasuk Bamidbar Yud Aleph. Let's get out of Chodesh. Bamidbar Yud Aleph. See, this is what happens when you start moving the Gemara and all this stuff. And you don't prepare. It's even worse. You don't prepare. That's why I need to learn during the day with someone so we can prepare together.
Look,
figure it out. Okay, this is Bamidbar Yud Aleph. Bamidbar Yud Aleph. What pasuk is it? Esvali Bamidbar Yud Aleph. Shatu Ha'am. This was by the mon. Well, let's go vital. We'll figure it out as we go along. Okay, we'll.
Yeah. I remember now. That's by the slav. They complained about the meat.
Yeah.
They're gonna eat until a month, and it's gonna come out of their. It's gonna come out of their.
Kisbar tishim chodesh chodesh.
And their nose.
Yom hashloishim. The hakri b'kavim musaf shal rosh chodesh. This plus hayish nem v'thero ad chodesh yamim harish shemantz al tera es a chodesh b'yamim. The Torah says when it comes to Rosh Chodesh,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the slav, they told him you'll have the slav Rosh Chodesh. According to this pasuk, Ois Hey, Rashi, Amr Rashi Chagig Perish Menei Yamim Hainu Shloishim Yoim. Count days. I don't know. Let's go back. Let's see how the Gemara pans out. Let's go back. Let's see. Let's go quick. The Gemara here says, "Nafkli mitzvah Rabbi Shmuel." Tell Rabbi Shmuel, "Amr Torah minei yamim v'kadosh chodesh." The Gemara we're learning over here when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh. The Torah tells you that the Rosh Chodesh is going to be every 30 days. Count 29 days And on day 30, you look for witnesses to testify they saw the new moon, and you'll be Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Torah told that you should count how many days? 49 days, and on day 50 is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So it'll be Makish Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos. There are two times a year, there are two different festivals, which the Torah tells you count the days and then make a festival. One of the days, Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos. The Torah tells you to count 29 days, Rosh Chodesh, but it's a Yom Tov, it's a minor Yom Tov.
But there's no method of counting.
But no, the Torah is saying there is, according to this opinion of the Gemara.
You need the
Bezin, you need the witness, you need the Bezin. But there is an element of counting. Okay, that's the Gemara's drash. Rashi quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh, and the Gemara is borrowing a Pasuk by the Slav, taking it out of context and using it as a Makar, that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's an element in Rosh Chodesh of counting the tremendous Chodesh. There is an element in Rosh Chodesh of counting days. It's a tremendous Chodesh. Okay, let's see how the Gemara goes through this. Mine Yamin, the Kadesh. So we're comparing, it says Ad Chodesh Yomim. The Pasuk was said by the Slav.
Yeah.
We're taking that Pasuk out of its context and we're borrowing it. We are borrowing it for the laws of Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
They're saying HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. We're making a Gzereshava that the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh is the culmination of Sefira. Would you imagine you go to Shul and that every single night you'll count Sefira? Hayoim, today is 3 days in the month. Today is 15 days in the month. And then when you get to date, today is 29 days in the month. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara is Taka saying that. The Gemara is saying a tremendous Chodesh, that there's an element in every single Rosh Chodesh, it is the Gemar of accounting. Can you imagine? You would count every single night Sefira. When do we count every single night Sefira? Between Pesach and Shavuos. You count the number 50, and then it is Atzeres, and the Shavuos. So the Gemara is saying that even though we don't make a bracha, we don't actually count, but behind the scenes, your smartphone is counting for you. It does it for you. There's an element of counting for Rosh Chodesh, an element of counting for Shavuos. And we're going to be Makish Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh. Ma Chodesh Limnuyav, Afatzeres Limnuyav. Rashi, the Kadesh Chodesh, Bikar Barnoisav. What are you sanctifying by Rosh Chodesh? You would say you're coming to sanctify the new moon. No. The Gemara here is saying the sanctification of after the 30 days is the korban.
Right.
You bring a special korban musaf. Right in the Rashi, Ma Chodesh Kidushoi Echad Miminuyav. What do you mean? We sanctify one of the items that was counted. In other words, the sanctification is occurring to one of the numbers. On day one, is day one sanctified? No. Is day 29, 30, 15 sanctified? No. The day that becomes sanctified is equivalent to one of the days that was counted. So to Atzeres is also going to be a sanctification of one of the days that was counted. Ma Chodesh, Rashi again, Ma Chodesh, Kiddush HaShachem, Minuyav, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, Hu Makrivan, Yub Makriv the Karbon, Zman Chukbal Lochem, Echad Min Hayamim, Shuhu Nimne, Al Yomdom, Af Atzeres, here's the key Rashi, Havoat Karbon Osecha, it's Be'echad Miminuyeha, one of the days that is counted. Now here's the beautiful Chiddush. And since Shavua, it's a beautiful drash, the Gemara says, since Shavuos, we count two things. We count days, and we count weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We count weeks. So there's a unit. So when you bring the carbon, you have tashlumin. If you don't bring the carbon on the day number 50, you can bring the carbon until day 56. Because you're counting weeks. Just like when it comes to, look at the analysis, just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. The Torah tells you to count 30 days, 29 days. When you get to day 30, this day, what is this day that you? This day is equivalent to the elements that you have counted to reach this momentous occasion, correct? And what do you do on that day? You bring a carbon musaf. So to Shavuos, what are you counting on Shavuos? You're counting weeks, 7 weeks. You count 7 days, one, that's one. You count another 7 days, that's two. You count another 7 days, that's three. Now you reach your destination. What's your destination? You come to the seventh week. So, and what are you supposed to do now? You're supposed to bring a carbon. So you can bring a carbon during the entire period of the counting. And since we're counting weeks, so you can bring a carbon the entire week. You can bring the carbon on the first day of that week, which is day 50, and you can bring it for the next 6 days. Because when we look at Shavuos, don't just look at Shavuos, what? As a unit. When you look, that's why you don't say Tachlis for 7 days, because Tashlumen, it's much deeper than Tashlumen. You've counted 6 weeks. You've counted 7 weeks. Now, the destination, the eighth week, the entire eighth week is sacred. It's not that day 50 is sacred. Day 50 is just the first day of the next week.
So all of those 7 days are sacred, which you can bring a carbon. What? The Gemara is comparing it to Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh does not have weeks. Rosh Chodesh has days. It doesn't matter. Rosh Chodesh has 7 days. We're comparing just like you bring a carbon most. You don't bring a private carbon. You don't bring a carbon. You put it on the tzibur. The Torah told Klal Yisrael, I want the Klal Yisrael to count 30 days. When you get to day 30, that 30th day is sacred. And you bring a carbon. When it comes to Shavuos, Hashem says, I want you to go bring a count 7 weeks. When you finish that seven, then the next week is sacred. Whatever you're supposed to do when you finish counting seven, you can do for the entire week. Just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, whatever you're supposed to do, you do on the day after you finish the counting. So too, whatever you're supposed to do when you finish the 7 weeks, you do the entire unit. It's a unit.
And how does that, okay? How does that interfere with the next month's counting?
It overlaps. It overlaps. Day 30, the day that you bring the carbon musaf, that's the first day. It's like Yovel. According to many opinions, the year of Yovel is the first year of the next 50-year cycle. Mm-hmm. Some say it's a separate year, but Pasha says it's part of the first year. So look at the Rashi again.
Some say it's part of the first.
Smachloik is the Gemara. Afat Seres, Havoas Karbon Asecha Be'echad Miminu Yeha. The bring of the Karbonos is going to have the span of time in which you bring the required Karbonos is equivalent to what you have been counting until now. What have you been counting until now? Weeks. Okay, you count days and you count weeks. So since you're counting units of weeks and now you finished the counting, so now in the next unit, you bring the carbon. The next unit is going to be equivalent to what you've been counting. If you've been counting weeks, so you have an entire week to bring the carbon. Harehi nimnes al yidei shivuim. Weeks. Shenemar sheva shabbosais tumos tiena. Vait in the Gemara. So therefore, ma, the Tanya remembers, well, Amr Torah, mene yomim kadesh chodesh. Likewise, mene yomim, count days, v'kadesh atzeres. Now, when it says yomim, it means 7 days. When you bring the carbon, it's going to be on the day when it's going to be the time period of when you bring the carbon is equivalent to what you have been counting. Afatzeres, when you bring the carbonus, when you reach your destination, the span of time that you can bring the carbonus is going to be equivalent to what you have been counting. What have you been counting with regard to Shavuos? Weeks. Liminuyas. Frek the Gemara, who says we follow the weeks? In Shavuos, there are tzvei dinim. There's a counting of the days and a counting of the weeks. So who says that the carbon follows the week? Maybe the carbon follows the unit of time of the days. Right, only day 50, and there's not going to be a din of tashlumin. You can go bring it for the next 6 days. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Otu Atzeres Yoyme Monena and Shavuos Loy Monena, we can both. V'yomamar, mitzvah l'nimne yomeu, mitzvah l'nimne shavu, they're tzvei dinim. And what does it say? It says sheva shabbos, it says in Re'e and Emar, the two parishes, one place it says days, one place it says weeks. It's too different. That's the Yod Chag. Also, what's the ikka? This is the real heavyweight. The Gemara comes down there with the full tekef of the Talmud. What is the festival called? Chag Hayomim or Chag HaShavuos? Chag HaShavuos.
It's called Chag
HaShavuos also.
It's called
both. You're right. It's called Chag HaTzeres. It's called Chag HaShavuos. Shavua means a week. It is the festival of the week.
Right.
So if the Torah defines the Yom Tov by the term weeks, this shows it's the Ikar. Yeah. And the Mela, if that's the Ikar, yeah, we compare it to Rosh Chodesh, the span of time which you can bring your carbon can be the entire span of time a week. So we do not need to make a special pasuk, a special Hekesh to teach you that you can do the Hekesh is not available for us. And the other two opinions said the way that we know that you count.
Not available for us that
much. According to these two opinions, how you know that you bring the Korbanos the entire week? How do you know? Again, the problem is when it comes to Sukkot and Shavuos, you can bring your Oilas Ruiya, Yeshalmi Chagiga for an entire Sukkot 7 days.
Pesach, right.
Because those are a festival of a week, it's a 7 day holiday.
Yeah.
But Shavuos is only a 1 day holiday.
Right.
So when the Torah tells you to bring the special Korbanos, the Oilas Ruiya, the Yeshalmi Chagiga, all these things, so maybe you only have 1 day. How do you know that if you don't bring it on that 1 day, you can bring it for the next 6 days? So according to the other two opinions, they're makish, since the pasuk puts them all together in one group, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos,
we're
makish one to the other.
Right.
But according to the other two opinions, we do not have that hekesh available. We need the hekesh for a different limud.
What do you need?
Baal ta'acher, to tell you that you're not allowed to delay.
Like
that if you delay, you're over on a loisase. You're not allowed to delay bringing of the korbanos.
Which pasuk you want on Baal ta'acher?
The hekesh, because I don't know the pasuk. It says loisase.
You can compare it to them.
So therefore, it's not available. We need the hekesh for another drasha. How then do we know this other principle in halacha that you can bring your karban for shavuos all 7 days? So the Gemara says it's a svara. What is the svara? It's no different because the time span to bring the karbanos is compared to what you have been counting. Is the span of time that you've been counting. When it comes to Shavuos, what is the span of time that you're counting? 7 days. Weeks. What do you count Shavuos? Hayayim Shivayam Shehem Shavua Echad. And 0 days, Boimer. Okay, you count seven, you count weeks. So the Mela, when you reach the goal, when you come to the very end, the Torah says, when you reach the goal, I want you to bring Karbanos, this time span when you bring the Karbanos is equivalent to what you have been counting. And that is 7 days. Yeah. That's how they know it. Next Gemara. Oh, so it wasn't always kasha, so maybe it means, but what do you mean? But you count days. No, you count days and you count weeks, just the fact that you count weeks. And also, what's more significant is the very fact, of course we do. We don't come to the Shadaf Yom Yishu and after we have man and we count the Omer. We count days and we count weeks. Right. Now, and what's the big better raya? The better raya is what's the ikar? The name says it all. Lo Yikarei Shimcha Avram. El Avraham. Le'sikra Shema Sarai. You see this? It's the name Sarah. The name says it all. What's in the name? The fact that the festival is called Chag HaShavuos, a festival of weeks. That is an indication that the Iker and Minyan is the weeks. Memela, when you reach the destination, you have to bring special karbanos. The karbanos can be brought during the span of the units. What is the unit? A unit of a week.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't make a mistake and say Chag Shivuos. A Shiva is an oath. If the only thing we learned tonight is this was Kedai. There's a Shivua with a Shiva. Shivua means to swear, to make an oath. Shah with a Komatz. A Komatz means a week. Some people, they learn how many Dafma there Masechta Shivuos. How many Dafim? Memtes. So they learn Memtes Dafim. Kineged, the Yomtif of Chag Shavuos, which is 49 days. What are you talking about? The Masechta Shavuos is an oath. It talks about the laws of oaths. The Yomtif of Chag Shavuos is a festival of weeks. How can you go compare one to the other? The Teretz says, what happened in Yomtif? We mushbav yoimet. We took an oath. So even though in the Torah it's called Chag Shavuos with the commas, which means it means weeks, but there's also an element of an oath, because in Matan Torah we took an oath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mushva V'Oimed Mehar Sinat V'Mekayim the Torah.
Yeah.
That's why you, next Gemara. Now, Pesach, the Gemara, Pesach Bar Mikra Birgolim Hu. Look at Rashi. The Kama Leitana Leel Baal Ta'achad the Shulchan Gol Maharei Ainu Yochel Hakriv Elabiyudal Benisan. What are you talking about? Pesach is only 7 days. The Torah tells you exactly when you bring Pesach. The Torah, you bring it on the 14th day. The current Pesach by Mikra Berugah. It's not a regel. How could you compare Shavuos? How could you even include the Karban Pesach next to Shavuos and Sukkos? Because the Karban of Pesach is what? It's not even offered on Yom Tov.
Right.
Karban Pesach is offered Erev Yom Tov. You offer the Karban Pesach on the 14th day, not on Pesach itself.
But we're talking about the other Karbanos.
Let's see. How could you say that the Karban Pesach, if you don't bring Karban Pesach, even a Baal Ta'acher? There's a key of Karas, by the way, having Karban Pesach. How can you say the Baal Ta'acher? So the Gemara says, you're right, we're not discussing the Karban Pesach. You're right. There's no more than how many thought that there are going to be say dinim on the Karban Pesach. The person does not bring Karban Pesach, five Karas. There's a key of Karas, it's the only two assays. For which is the Chi of Karis, Karim Pesach and Bris Mila, circumcision.
That what?
If you do not bring, if you're not have a circumcision, it's the Chi of Karis. Then the other 34 Loisa says, all there are 36 Chayve Kresus. 34 are all Loisa says.
Right.
Only two of the 36.
Erevah,
right? Most is Chelev, even Chelev is the Karis.
Dam.
Dam is Chadam Anefesh. There are 36. Are loisaseis. Are loisaseis. There are only two that are aseis.
But they say Bris Mila is like 13 creases.
With Brisais. 13, this week's parsha. He Molochan Kol Zohar. A covenant. 13 covenants. Hashem mentioned Bris and Karban Pesach. If a person does not bring a Karban Pesach, he's Chayiv Kores. The bringing of the Karban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. Bris Milah is a mitzvah saseh.
And the other 34 creases.
The other 34 loy saseis are loy saseis. So the more we are saying, so the more in the having the thought that in addition to the chayvei kresus, there's also a loy saseh of bal te'acher. And the Gemara, when the Gemara is called, the Gemara is the Baal Ta'acher, the Gemara put it together in the terminology that it's the Baal Ta'acher, and it's Nichlal in Korban, in the Sholosh Rugolim.
Right.
What are you talking about? The Korban Pesach is not part of the Sholosh Rugolim.
Right.
It may be true that you eat it on the night of Pesach, but right. The Hakrova is Erev Pesach, so you can't say it's part of the Sholosh Rugolim. The regular is the day itself. So frank the Gemara,
Pesach,
Pesach bar mikra b'rugolim. The Gemara before is a matter of terminology. The Gemara said that Pesach
is
called a part of the regel. It's not part of the shalosh rugolim.
What does bar mean?
What bar means? It's a member. It's a member.
Oh.
Pesach bar. It is required. It's a member of the sacrifices that are associated with the regel. Who? That's patently false.
Yes.
The Gemara says no. You're right. Pesach. The Gemara is part of the kash. Pesach zim lekevile. The Torah told you to bring it Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
The zman of sacrifice is Erev Pesach. I akarevei v'iloy akarevei itchila. You done it. You miss out. It's a one shot deal. If you don't bring, it's not possible to delay. It's only one. It's only Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says you're right. When we said Pesach, it was a toos. Amar Rav Chista Pesach kidi naspa. Now in the gears over here, it says my the dots. The Department of Transportation put the words kidi naspele, which means a person. There are two different gears. So it's kidi or kidei. Kidei means it was an accident. It was just thrown in. Naspele means it was just kalachayad. It wasn't meant to be taken seriously. It was
okay.
Entered into the text as just an expression of language. But it's not to be taken literally. When we mention the Rugolim, we're referring to the Shalme Pesach. Kedinas. Let's see over Rashi. Rashi over here says Kedinas Filei.
There is
the Rashi. It means Inachanim. The Gemara is saying it's a toast. It's a mistake. When it associates Pesach with Baal Ta'acher,
it doesn't mean that.
The Gemara isn't even telling you that. The Gemara is saying you're right. We're referring only to Sukkos. We're referring to Sukkos. We're not referring and Shavuos. We're now referring to Pesach because you write the Korban Pesach itself is not meant to be brought any other day than Erev Pesach, so it's not part of the regel, and it's also you only have a one-shot deal, you only have one time to bring it. Now we have another answer. Rav Sheshah, my Pesach, when it says Pesach, doesn't mean Pesach, it means Shalmei Pesach. What Shalmei Pesach Rashi? B'sholoi kara b'zmanoi, sh'ovad v'nischaper ba'acher, hu nase shlamim, returning to the Shalmei. Now Rashi is saying something very unusual. Shalmei Pesach means the Korban Pesach itself. This is halacha of many, many times in the Gemara. What happens if you have this is a very unique halacha that does not apply to any other Korban. If you have a Korban that was designated as a Korban Pesach and it got lost, or the person himself lost himself, and for whatever reason, he did not bring in, automatically an animal that has been designated as a Korban Pesach and was not offered on Erev Pesach, it turns into a Korban Shlamim.
Oh, we have this already.
Okay, so this is all over the Gemara. So in Mela, this is called in this Gemara, the Gemara is calling this the Shalmei Pesach. Rashi, B'sheloi Kodav B'zmanoi, She'ovad, it got lost, and you brought a replacement. V'nischaper Acher, Hu Nase Shlamim, K'davkum B'psochem, V'Oifan Shlamim, now you find it.
What's this nischaper here?
He's saying very good. He's saying Rashi is saying that a Korban Pesach is a shtickel kapara.
Yeah.
You're right. What's the kapara exactly? What's the kapara? Good question. Every Korban oil is oichad kapara for machshava.
Yes,
you're asking a good question. But I don't know the answer. I'm sure there's a lot of toy on this. You're right. The Korban Pesach is also a shtickel kapara. Rashi says kapara. So what happened over here? The person of your brother, he designated a Korban Pesach and got lost.
Yeah.
He brought a replacement. Mm-hmm. And now you find it. You find it in the Cholamoid.
You go to
Great Adventures, and there it is. It's on. You go to Coney Island. It's on the cyclone. There's your animal. You found it.
So you use
so here you are. So now the clock is ticking.
You can't Baal use that
Ta'acher. You have to bring this carb Pesach, which turns into a Korban Shlamim. You have to bring it within the clock, within three regolim. the time limit of Baal Ta'acher is 3 regalim. If a person makes a neder, it could depend on the time of the year. 3 regalim, okay, fine.
It's
all
only
going to
be years.
Surely,
be okay,
here he's calling from the going through. You're telling me the 5 shittas of when it's called Baal Ta'acher. Whatever it is, that's not our sugi here. That, go listen to Surely. Right now we're talking about that if you don't bring the Karma Pesach because it got lost, you brought a replacement. Now you discover it. You discover it in the great adventures. Come with me, sir. And now the clock is ticking. You have to bring that shlomim, that Pesach turned into a shlomim within the time limit of Baal Ta'acher, which is generally in the ballpark 3 regalim. And you have to refer to Rabbi Shuli for what that means.
Those
That's what it means. Weiter. My Pesach, Shah Pesach. That's not the if you delay, it's akrava. Very nice, but it's not what it says in the Gemara. Don't tell me that when it says in the Gemara Pesach, it means a shlamim. If it meant a shlamim, so say a shlamim.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it says. Ikar choser min asefer. Tana shlam, habam yachi haynu shlamim. That's the kick. Give me that answer. The Gemara says that's what it means. You have to be a little bit creative. Don't be like a litvak. You have to be like a hamisha. You have to be able to push the envelope a little bit. Tana shlamim habo'im machmas pesach. It means a shlam that comes with the pesach.
You mean that you find it afterwards?
It gets lost and you find it afterwards. So it turns into
it
a carbon shlamim. Don't chat me on the diktuk. And then go back to the Gemara before. So the Gemara says you have to say both. It already said that. Why did the Mishnah have to say 2 different types of shlamim? Yeah, it says already in the Mishnah. I'm kidding all the Gemara. It says already in the Mishnah there is. Okay.
Interesting.
There are
so
two
Pesach,
types of shlamim.
So you're telling me Pesach, when it says
shlamim. There are two
shlamim,
types of
shlamim. When it says Pesach, it means shlamim only by Pesach. When you.
It's referring to a carbon Pesach that gets
when you
lost
it.
And because there's no din about to acher by a carbon Pesach. The Gemara is teaching you that
the
carbon Pesach is a chiv karis. Why don't you say this kimle bidravamine? You don't say only, you say kimle bidravamine when it's mammon in karis.
So you have to add on.
Another sugya.
So you have to talk
about
it out.
That? The whole sugya of kimle bidravne when you have over your kares, and the Gemara is suggesting there should be kares,
right.
And there should also be loisas ebal ta'acher.
Oh, we have a klal, whichever
only
is
mammon.
Worse. And
also, that's
only
a whole another sugya. Okay, that's another sugya. You have to wait for another shift for that.
What's that lashon kol rabam?
Kimle
bidravne.
Let's go back. Tana shlamim abba machmas atzman. There's 2 types of shlamim. The tana shlamim abba machmas atzman. There's the shlam abba machmas pesach, and there's the shlam abba machmas atzman. There's the shalmei simcha.
Oh, shalmei
simcha. You have to have the samachta
b'chagecha.
And so the Gemara is telling you over here, when you go there,
so that means Pesach, you have to bring 2 shlamim in such a case when you lose the first one?
Yeah, shalmei
chagiga.
Let's see.
So one second, you're yoytze with that shalmei chagiga, which you normally have to bring anyway on Pesach.
You
let's
have,
want
right,
to do it on
Pesach. So that's the case. Let's hold it. There's a lot of
language.
There's a lot of Torah on this, on what you have to bring down the Shalmei Chagiga. You have to, because you have to be Nechal HaSoiva. And there's a lot going on over it. Let's see. Sal G'day D'chamin. I don't remember. I may think that since it's coming, that this carbon Pesach, which gets lost and turns into a carbon Shlomim, it did not originate as a regular carbon Shlomim. First, you don't need Pesach. You don't need Shalmei Chagiga. You don't even need that. Generally, this is general Baal Ta'acher. If a person just wakes up one day in the middle of the winter, it's Hanukkah time, and he plays cards, and he wins, Shimon, he knows how to do this. In the yeshiva of they play cards in Pesach, and people win a lot of money, and you want to give Shevach Vayidotek of Sparchu that you gambled very good. So you want to bring it to the Eivish, no, the money keep for yourself. So Hashem will give you Karban Shalom. You make a neder, I'm going to give you Karban Shalom. So now the clock is ticking, you have to bring the Karban Shalom within 3 regalim.
Yeah.
Now, so the Gemara is saying that carbon shlamim that a person brings in general, then you have a din of Baal Ta'acher.
Mm-hmm.
But a carbon shlamim that is only being brought, offered, because it was originally a carbon Pesach that got lost, I would think there's an argument to be made that it should have, there's no din of Baal Ta'acher. Because why? Because this carbon shlam is rooted in a carbon Pesach, and a carbon Pesach does not have something called Baal Ta'acher. Uh-huh. It's either you bring it on time or you don't bring it. So now that there's going to be a din that it turns into carbon shlamim, who says that it's going to be a pro? It's going to be living inside this carbon shlamim of din Baal Ta'acher.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chachidish, no? Go to its roots. So the Gemara explains. It should be like a carbon pesach. We now turn the page to both sides. This is the most fun thing of Daf Yomi. This is where it's all the action. The hana. The hana. Everyone wake up. Wake up and turn the page. You turn the page 2,711 times. So, Pesach Domu. It's a carbon pesach. 2711.
Much more on the art scroll.
Okay, I don't know, because you're there, you turn it together. Like, first, you wake up, have to hold up, so you turn all five pages together in one shot. I don't know if anyone's able to turn it five times. Kepesach damu, kamash malon.
Much better turnover, the art scroll.
Come on, and what about the mesifta? Yeah, the big fat ones, there's even more turnover. Viper.
So, I would have thought...
Kamash malon, you do. Kamash malon, is mechayash
that...
It's still about time, still... How do you know this? Okay, Minoah Hanimili, how do you know what? Look at the first time Rashi. Kepesach Domi v'regel Rishon Yavo Aleyen. Oh, but Rashi says to a tremendous Chiddush. Rashi over here says a Chiddush Mamish.
You have to bring it during the 7 days.
So you have to bring the regel Rishon. This the Yavuna.
You don't
one
have another
right.
Two Yom Tov.
How do you know the Baal Tachar by all the things that are brought in the Mishnah, no? In the Brayse.
This Shlomim Habo Machmas Pesach as a Bazundra Din. Other a regular shlomim bo machmas atzmon is three regalim.
Right.
But a shlomim bo machmas pesach only has one regal.
Wow.
Pilipolim. You have to bring within. You have to bring only one regal. Let's say you find.
How does Rashi know that?
So this you have to go to a Rashi v'shir. Rabbi Sholim Shlita. He is the one that's going to fill us in on all of the intricacies that of Rashi. I don't know. This obviously. Yeah, this is something. This is a good topic, kind of discussion. Why does Rashi say this? How did Rashi know this? What's the makar for this? That a shlamim, a pesach, a pesach that turns into carbon shlamim. Now this baal ta'acher, it's a bechlal. The Gemara is mechad. It's a chiddush. Why taka should it be baal ta'acher? How did the Gemara know this?
Right.
How did the Gemara know if taka the makar of this animal is rooted in the carbon pesach, which is not shaykh in the din of baal ta'acher? So why should this shlamim be subject to baal ta'acher? That's a chiddush in and of itself. And now that it's subject to baal ta'acher, you're telling me that you live that the din only applies to one regular.
But it's not a real.
Let's say you
like
find it a year later.
Shlomim. It's not the standard shlomim.
Right. Let's say you find it a year later.
That's the reason why.
So
you
whenever you find it, now the clock first begins to tick. You have one yom tif to bring it. Okay. I don't know. This needs moving. I don't know. Maybe it's
tight.
Now we go to a new sugi. How do you know this? Rashi. How do you know Bechlal? All there's a long list. There's a laundry list of animals in the Mishnah from which there is going to be Baal Ta'achar. We want to now go through every single animal in the Baal Ta'achar. Turn them on. Shay in the Torah. Ki Sido Neder. It says the whole pasuk reads. Ki Sido. Let's read the whole pasuk on the front of the Gemara. Ki Sidor Neder La Hashem Lokech Leisach LeShalma Ki Doreish Yidreshenu Hashem Lokech Meimach Hashem will be Doreish. If the animal costs over $600. Bezdin knows about it. Ki doroish yidushenu Hashem lekecha meimach v'hoi v'chachid you'll be a sin. Okay, if a person makes a neder, Hashem is going to seek out where is my neder.
Yeah.
If you make a pledge, right? If like you know the joke, a guy's stranded on an island. Two guys, one guy is terrified, the other guy is not worried. Why are you not worried? I made a pledge to the UJA. Don't worry, they'll find me. Ki doroish yidushenu, they will seek you out. To make sure you pay your pledges. Like Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin is the Gematria UJA.
You have to be accountable.
You know how much postage? If they would just give me all the postage, Chaim Berlin, that I get, I would be a rich man. Weiter. Ki doroish yidushenu ein li ela neder. Ein li ela neder. Nedava minayin. So the passage is lois se'acher l'shalmo. Do not delay. Now the word neder, what is a neder? Neder means you accept responsibility. A neder means if the animal gets lost, what's the chilek between a neder and a nedava?
So Rashi
a
says
neder is the animal gets lost, you have a responsibility to replace it. The neder is a din on the gavra.
And the nedava, he says, this
gavra.
The chilek is a bris gavart. The gavra, the chevra. The animal
gets
lost,
you
finish. You're absolved. Neder, hare olai. Nedava, hare zoi. Is it zoi or zoo? when you get married with Shul Zav, you're going to say, Hari,
the
there
the
is zoo or zoy.
If I say zo, they're going to look at me. I'm
so,
off my rocker.
So over here, the behemoth is in the cave with zo. Okay, zo.
All animals, you say zoo. All animals are zoo animals.
Okay. Zoo, look at that. He always has these puns. He should not make a safe in these puns. Unbelievable. Hare Lazava Hare Zuvaitik. You know how you know that if a person makes a nedava, you specify and you take the you specify the animal, you bring it to the base and says, how do you know that the clock is ticking? On nedava, no one. Nema can make a nedava. We have another pasuk.
Oh,
nedava.
Let's
not be a nedava. Nedava can be a nedava. It tells you the laws of carbon toida.
Oh.
Carbon toida, you have one day and one night.
Right.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. They're not toida. They're the regular shlomim. Umi macharas, the night and the 2 days and the night in between. So this pasuk is telling you the time limit of achila and it becomes nicer. And it says neder and nedava.
Oh.
Makish ming exereshav neder. And in this pasuk, the makish neder nedava. So therefore, we go by through this joshua when the law applies also to a nedava as well. You have bal tacher. Ma'im neder nedava ma'alachalam neder avimoy afikan nedava imo. Period. Back Rashi, quickly Rashi, we did the Rashi. Next. Now the pasuk goes Zaitik. He said This refers to money, cash. Cash
that's
is king.
A
person, the part of the pasuk. What are these words coming to me, Mad?
Lashem
Elkecha. It's part of the pasuk. The original pasuk. Ki sidar
the
what is these words coming to me, Marbe? A person pledges erki olai or your erich, or you want to give a value. Elu hadam. What are the dam? Here's a whole list of dam. Ho arochin. And I want to give your erich value.
And the dam means.
What? Hacharamim, you want to give a cherim olai. I want to give a donation. A cherim, the machlok, you give to the kohanim, or you give to the base of the machlok, stam charamim, is it a donation to the base of the hamigdash, or is it a gift to the kohanim? I want to give money, stam, I want to be makdish, this
and what
table.
Does a damim mean?
That's a general, elu hadamim, kama. What are damim? What are damim referring to? Three examples. Harachim acharam hagdashos. Rashi. Is there a Rashi over here? Yes. Elu hadam avrocham shein kochem bekabayis kulam Hashem ve'ein lakoyhan demoram klum. Oh, so he learns over here when it says the charamim, the cherim of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, I told the machlokes stam cherim is the charamim means over here to the Beis Hamikdash. Next. We have to go right very quickly now. Loi sa'acher lishalmoi. You may not delay. It who the loy chilufas. Now what does that mean, Rashi? Who olav ato eiver the loy al chilufas. The Kabbalim of the Gemara is going to explain what this means exactly. Ki doroy shiyedur shaynu. This is a ribui elu chatois v'ashamois oilos u'shlam. These are kodesh kodashim. Hashem lokecha elu tzedakos u'matzois u'bechor and bechor is kodesh kodashim. Or bechor v'him who says a blemish. The Gemara is going to explain everything in very very detail. Me'imach zeleket shechupeya v'hoy v'chachet. Now, what are all these things? Now the Gemara is going to go through every single thing one step at a time. Omar, we learned in Mishnah passing. Loi sa'acher l'shalmo. Who? V'loi chilufav. What does that mean? It and not its exchange. Chilufei mai. I chilufei oila ushlamim. Mikrav karvei. It and not its. You can offer it, but you may not offer its exchange. Why not? If you're dealing with kutcher mizbeach. If you exchange the oil, let's say an oil shlamim, you could bring it. Rashi, make it tamura. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the oil is shlamim. No, I skipped it. Who will look at my first? Elu chalav yashavos shehi nidrashim mchot shein tchoyvo ke oil is shlamim. Oil astri iya. No, that's very vital. Mashus goes down further. Here, go down a little bit in the Rashi. Go down like a little bit further, almost the middle of the page. Chilufei oila kigoin avda. What does it mean? Chiluf oila. I set aside a carbon oila, and it got lost. The hifrish acheres tachtecha nimsas harishoina, and now you find the rishon of a nischaper ba. What's the problem? Nikav karve v'kevin de karve harehi carbon laatzma ulishalmoi karinim bei loisa acher lishalmoi. So over here, this is gvald gakasha. He's saying over here is the Gemara na hava mean the thing. So it means chilufe means the animal gets lost.
Right.
I have a carbon oila, a carbon. What was the other carbon? A carbon oila or a carbon? Only two animals you can do this. A carbon oila and a carbon shlamim. I made a neder or a nedava.
Why
that's the next Gemara says that's lemisa azla. There's no such thing. Once you get kapara, and you get and it gets all day, it goes lemisa. You can't bring it. That's
which,
next.
Which you don't need it.
That's chadas. That's next. That's the first mission. That's next. But right, now we have first thing. When we more in the chadas thing, it means it gets lost. It gets lost. You start a replacement. Now I find the replacement. So what's the problem? When you find the original, you bring it. So if you have to bring it, if you have an obligation, so it's misvara. There should be a din of bal ta'acher. There should be Baal Ta'achar.
Yeah.
How can you say V'loi Chilufov if the translation of Chilufov means that it gets lost and you find you bring a replacement, you find the original? When you find the original, the laws of Baal Ta'achar do apply. How can you say V'loi Chilufov? So the Nick of Garvey, maybe when it says Chilufov, it means if you, I bring a set aside Chatos and it gets lost, and I bring a replacement, and I find the original, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the five Chatos HaMesos. You do not bring it.
Lemiso, so what happens when you find the chatas?
The original,
the
original has to die.
You have to die.
Put to death. So the Gemara says,
"Therefore,
that's
die or not touched."
What dies? It's put to death.
For a mum?
No mum. You no mum. You put it into a box and you starve it and it dies. Rashi, Chlid Chachatos, Shekib Bolach Mamachem Mechomesh Chatos HaMeisayzi. Pshitul Deloy Avar Lerbal. I don't need a Gemara, a Braisa to teach him over here that Velochi Lufav not for a carbon Chatos. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. The Chomesh Chatos HaMeisayz. So the Elo My Chilufav Chilufay Toida is referring specifically to one carbon. A carbon toida. If a person sets aside a carbon toida and the toida gets lost and you bring a replacement and you find the original carbon toida, that carbon has a unique din. Rashi. There's
no
Baal Ta'acha. Now the case Rashi. Now where it gets lost. I made a mistake. Now where it gets lost. It means as follows. It got mixed. Okay, Chilufa is a very unique case. The Kaimala, in other words, you set aside a carbon toida. This is the case, a unique case, a rare case. You set it to the carbon toida, and it gets lost, and then you find it. Oh, now you have two. You did not yet bring the replacement.
I set aside the second one.
So it's Mark Schultz. And then I was about to bring the second carbon toida, and then the first one shows up at your front door.
Okay.
So now I have two carbonas, and they both get, and then I turn around to answer the phone, and now I turn around, and they're mingling with each other, and I cannot recognize which one was the original, and which one was the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what do you do now in this case? The Karinu Lay, going to November to Yishad, if it's Kaimelon, this is special halacha, al zevach hatoida chalois. Hatoida tun lechem v'loi chalifasa, v'loi timurasa tun lechem. Only the original meat, and not, al zevach hatoida chalois, hatoida tun, what? Hatoida tun lechem, v'loi chalifasa, v'loi timurasa tun lechem. So when you have a replacement, and you have an extra one, the only one of the two, the original one, requires 40 breads. A carbon toid is a unique halacha that with the carbon toid you have to bring 40 loaves of bread, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. So now you have in front of you two toidas. They got all mixed up together because one got lost.
Twice,
I said it's another replacement.
What? Twice a day?
Once? What do you mean twice a day? What do you mean?
Oh.
Tumbin?
Toida, carbon toida. Thanksgiving. Four people bring toida. Olam and Ayam. And Chavush Bebeisuar Sunnet is released. Okay? So they bring a carbon toida. You set aside the carbon as in the animal, and you have to bring 40 loaves of bread.
Yeah.
And you have a limited time period, only one day and the following night. And what happens? You set aside, it gets lost. You find the replacement, and it shows there, I'm not going to be on Shabbos.
Okay,
I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be on Shabbos. What? I'm not going to be on Shabbos. I'm sorry. I have to go away on Shabbos.
Where are you hanging?
I'm going with Ar Yitzchak to the Shabbat home.
Oh, where is it?
In place. No, to Raleigh? Riley?
Oh, the rally.
What is that called?
Near the country, near Camp Mars.
Near Camp Mars?
Not near, but in that section.
Whatever.
Catskill.
So therefore, what happens? So therefore, the halacha is, the Gemara brings explains the Tani Rabbi Chiya, Toida, Shnis Arba B'Tumurasa, with this exchange, umesa achas mehem, chaverta ein lo takana. There's nothing you can do for the chaverta. Okay, why? Hechi levit. Likrava. Should you bring it? Likrava lechem ahadah dilma tilma tumurhi. Likrava beloy lechem without lechem dilma toidehi. Vakev the lo labas akravihi. Kro lamute lamali. What do they need a pasuk for? So the Gemara says, you're right, it cannot be that order. Elam Rav Shesh Liyom Lamuti Chalufi Oyelov Shlamim. Hach Vayis Chidim Goyim Shana Arvu Olav Shnei Vigolim Lohumam. Got a blemish. Say Chidaloy Alachem. You redeem it. The other love regular echot. Sada Ramina holds it in the Koya Kamakosi command the other love Gimel Regolim Dami Kamash Malon. No, you have a new, the clock is reset. You hear the voice?
Mm-hmm. Shkoyach. Kaddish.
Amen.
Tired boy.
Come on.
Brichy. Shkoyach, bro. Enjoy.